This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. Colorado's top politicians in Washington, D.C. say any plan to protect the Dolores River should protect existing users. Senators Michael Bennett and John Hickenlooper have both remained neutral on a proposed national monument designation for the land in Mesa and Montrose counties. Both senators have toured the area in recent months as locals debate how best to protect the remote canyons along the river. Grazing rights and water rights were among the uses the senators outlined as needing protection. A Coloradan has a confirmed case of avian flu contracted from dairy cows. CPR Health reporter John Daly has more.
About one quarter of dairy herds in Colorado have been quarantined over avian flu since this spring, and now the state has the fourth case of a dairy worker contracting the virus in the U.S. this year. Dr. Lee Newman, a pulmonologist at the Colorado School of Public Health, says most people are not at risk.
We need to have people in the state recognize that while it's still safe for them to drink pasteurized milk, to properly cook their dairy, their beef, their poultry products, it's important for them to know that this is a time to be avoiding unpasteurized products.
State officials say they're monitoring cases and that detection is key to understanding how avian flu is jumping species. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
An animal protection group turned in enough signatures this week to put a measure on the fall ballot barring the hunting or trapping of mountain lions, bobcats, and lynx. The group announced they had gathered 180,000 voter signatures on the initiative, far more than what was needed for placement on the ballot. Those signatures must now be verified before voters will get their say in November. Opponents of the measure argue that existing hunting limits are backed by science and necessary to manage a healthy population. This is CPR News in KRCC.